Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
And welcome in to a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday here on Sports Daily. Glad to have you with us. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, it is hump day, and we are glad that you are here to get through the middle part of your week. It is a day after a KU basketball game that provides plenty of conversation. We will do that as they beat A&M Corpus Christi without their star freshman last night. We'll get into it here. We'll get into it with Shreya Slada in the next hour, our KU insider. Talk a little KU football as well. We'll get you ready for Chiefs Broncos, begin to preview that big AFC West clash coming up. Look around. The big villain in sports the last couple of years, Nico Harrison, is out in Dallas. There's that topic and lots more to get to. We've got giveaways galore today for you. A lot of text to win contests, so make sure you're paying attention there as we'll get you that information. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza, with a sriracha cream cheese base and topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown, now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. DJ, the Royals make a massive trade for a pitcher you've never heard of. It does remind us, we're getting kind of close to those winter meetings here. The Royals are going to do something big this offseason. Count on it. But it ain't that. Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. You almost had me there. I actually thought they did make a trade for somebody I knew, the way you brought that up. But I think I've seen three moves so far for guys that I don't really know who they are or what they've done.
Don't feel bad about that. They haven't. I laughed. I was like, we better have an ear out. The Mason Black trade is not one to move the needle, but they will be doing something. Oh, my goodness. Breaking news, TJ, this morning. Jameis Winston is going to start a football game in 2025.
Let's go.
Starting for the Giants. Breaking news off the top. Everybody's favorite quarterback getting in there and get ready for some fireworks in New York as famous Jameis getting another chance. Here we go. Boy, how are you this morning?
Well rested. Let me tell you, I got up. I didn't wake up early yesterday. Went to bed early last night. Here we are. This must be what morning people feel like.
I'm getting it. You get used to it. It's funny for me. I'm like, oh man, that's so early. And in reality, I would have to be up. If we didn't do this, I'd be up 15 minutes later max to get the kids ready for school. So it really is just a state of mind. For me, it's not so much getting up early. It's going to bed a little earlier. Yep. If I'm in bed before 11, it's been a victory for the day. And that is coming from a night owl. I spent 20 years on the shift that you work. 20 years. Basically, I went from college, where, of course, you don't go to bed early, straight into, well, actually straight into a morning shift for about 3 months. That was a nightmare. And then after that, 20 years of a what we call in the TV business night side shift, which means you work till after the 10 o'clock news. Yep. And it's been a hard habit to break, but we're getting there. We're getting there. We're glad to be up early with you. Glad to have our Prairie Fire coffee keeping us fueled up this morning. Another bit of news. It's news to me. I didn't see it until this morning. I guess the YouTube TV ESPN dispute is not so much a YouTube TV ESPN dispute as much as it is a YouTube TV ABC dispute. There was a report earlier in the week that YouTube TV wanted lower prices than their peers for the Disney stuff, which kind of tells you and makes you worried like, oh no, this is going to last a really long time. Now there's, you know, that came from like media insider reports. YouTube TV, though, they want to do it over time. I guess the dispute says it's ABC that is become the problem. I don't know what programming on ABC besides Monday Night Football that it would be an issue. This reporting says that Disney loses about $5 million a day that it doesn't have YouTube TV, which everyone, and I've thought about that. Look, everyone's worried about like how much money YouTube TV is losing. YouTube TV is owned by Google. They'll be okay. Disney's losing a ton of money and a ton of viewers, which is not good for a company that's more interested in the number of viewers. But the dispute continues. You broke the trend, though. You caved.
I did cave. I finally paid the mouse. I got the ESPN Unlimited, so I could finally watch the games because I was losing my mind at this point. But I'm disgusted with myself. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know when it's going to end. I had to give in. I'm sorry. I'm a weak man.
Called in a scab. In the union world, you're a scab. No offense to our union friends for my lack of knowledge of that. I don't want to do that. And you did it for a game that was awful. That's what really sucks.
That's
for you.
The best part. That's the best part. No, I can't lie. I was looking at it. I forgot that the ESPN Unlimited is now where Red Zone lives. So that's how you can get the Red Zone outside of getting.
You can get it on
YouTube TV too, as the extra add-on, I believe. But
the only reason I have YouTube TV.
You can get the ESPN Unlimited, and you can get Red Zone through that. And so, looking at that, I was like, yes, because that was the big thing: is that ESPN bought it and they added ads, and that was everybody lost their minds about that. And so, Red Zone is owned by ESPN; it's not owned by.
Oh, so that's even more. But now you're talking about $40 for this. $39.99 to get the Red Zone in there.
Okay, well maybe I don't have that. I guess I don't know.
I kind of remember that. I don't realize they did it. I'd have to really think about that. But the problem there is K-State tomorrow night's playing on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not going to get that.
It's not a replacement for streaming or cable. Like. It's a band-aid for me. I can't do it for
now.
Like,
can you just cancel it anytime you want to?
Yeah, it's monthly.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? This makes it. This all stems from them kind of buying the NFL Network, right? That makes sense. Actually.
Yeah, okay. That's what it was. Yeah, it's a band-aid fix. I can't do it without. Like, I can't go without CBS and Fox and the CBS.
Well, I tried to watch through the antenna and that didn't work out great for me.
Yeah.
The antenna's got to be on the right side of the house. The TV's got to be in the right spot, like all that stuff, which sucks because we both work in local TV. I'd love for everybody to just easily get antenna signal, but it's not. You can do it. You just have to work for it a little bit. We'll see what happens. It'll end eventually, I think. I don't think this is a forever thing. And for me, it's basically, do I give up? Would I rather have Monday Night Football or would I rather have Red Zone Channel? And I choose Red Zone. So I'm going to hold on and hang tight for a minute. Now, if you tell me that Hulu TV, whatever, can get me in the door there for Red Zone Channel, I might make a different decision.
Because I'm just trying to support fellow sports reporters and sports anchors like us. I'm just trying to make Scott Van Pelt get his Christmas bonus this year.
Yeah, our broke asses that they're just like, just give me some games. Like, we don't ask for much in this. Just give us our games. And leave us alone, please. But that's the latest here this morning. Who knows how much longer it'll last? It's a mess. All right, we will come back. Let's talk about that KU game last night. We're stalling to get into it until we have more time because it's a pretty hot topic here this morning. The absence of Darren Peterson. We're coming right back. It's all Brock and Cleveland. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you here with us here on Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrockton, TJ Leland. It is the holiday season, and we have the Odyssey Holiday Hookup now through Friday, November 21st. Odyssey taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. You can win a full holiday feast and thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked turkey, ham, all the sides from Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, $200 in value, and 10 tickets to the Wichita Thunder's Star Wars night on November 29th. Enter by texting THANKS to the number 20357. Message and data rates apply. We come back in on the heels of KU getting a big win over Texas A&M Corpus Christi, a 31-point win, 77-46. They flex on a team they ought to flex on. They get it all done. But the story of this game, TJ, is the absence of Darren Peterson. And we'll get into the things they did without him. But apologies to everybody else. Like, that's the story here. What is going on with this young guy who is having some issues now? A hamstring, we're told, after the game last night, getting on and staying on the court here.
Yeah, it brings up conversations that are uncomfortable to have whenever you have a potential number one player in the country. And I think that the biggest factor that'll probably tie into all of it that, you know, is the, you know, turn the blind eye to a little bit is that, I don't want to say that. I'll say that the most precautionary thing, because he is the potential number one pick. And I think that that's a him decision. I think that that might be a Bill Self decision of like, okay, there's a little bit of discomfort going on. You could probably play, but we're playing Corpus Christi. Like, we're not going to. And I think that if it was a different situation, like if that happened to Cole Rosario, he'd probably play through it. If you're Darren Peterson, though, I think that you've got a lot more to, you know, potentially be careful for. And I think that that may be something where it's like, and it might, it's not probably not the right thing, but I think that it's the, they're just being extra cautious right now. And that's kind of what Bill Self said after the game.
I think, and to be fair to it, and I have not listened yet to Bill Self's post-game commentary. I'll do that later today. There's also the fact of KU ain't doing anything without him this year either. So I don't know if it's, you know, it's not probably necessary yet to say it's because he's got an NBA future. It's probably equally because KU doesn't have much of a future if he's not 100% by the time it matters either. So they can go hand in hand, and Bill Self is going to have to navigate as he continues to want to try to, you know, bring in players of this stature. Like, we will also respect, right, as you come here. And look, the reality is this is the type of player who could never play a game of college basketball, and he's going to be the number one overall pick.
That's the thing. So that's the, everybody kind of, you know, holds their breath a little bit about, like, is this a Michael Porter Jr. situation to where we finally land the big fish, and then it's like, well, he's hurt and he's still going to be a lottery pick, and now he's gone.
Yeah, I think it's too early for that. And I don't think we've seen, and we'll talk to Shri Aslada about this, who's much closer to the situation on a day-to-day basis. I do think Bill Self has to be careful and respect that if you want it, that this is a unique year. It's not to me so much that they landed the big fish. Finally, they did. It's as much or more that KU has so much riding on him singularly, which is unique and unusual for a KU basketball team, right? That's, KU is not new to star freshmen. They're newer to star freshmen being immediately the second they step on campus, the key to everything of their season. That's not normal for KU, right? He might mix in with a bunch of older players and all those things. These are all circumstances born in having the kind of returning players for two straight years that KU had. It just didn't leave a lot of room for any other development or anything else. And this is, you know, a long way to get to it, but this is a repercussion of that, right? Like, this is a reaction to, there's really nobody else on this team as far as for KU that has much experience. All the experience, yep, walked out the door because they had the same team for basically 3 years. Yep. And so now, okay, a lot of guys are going to have to step it up into new roles. Hope that Darren Peterson is the catalyst, because he is that kind of dude. I think both of these things are true. We are overreacting, and it is the appropriate reaction. Yep. And I know that doesn't a lot of sense, but I think it's appropriate to overreact to this because everything rides on this kid for KU.
Yeah, every time he misses the game, it's going to be a reaction like this. Last night, this is what Bill Self said. These are his comments that are in the ESPN article from his press conference. He said, it's frustrating for him, I'm sure, and it's frustrating as a coach, too, because we don't know from day to day how he's going to be. It's a long season, guys, and he's too valuable to put out there and create a situation out of something that shouldn't be a situation.
I think that's honest.
So him saying, like, he's not that hurt, but he's just hurt enough where we don't want to make him more hurt.
He's hurt enough, and we're smart enough to know that if he gets hurt more, our season's in the toilet.
Yeah.
So why would we do anything against A&M Corpus Christi? Now, here's the interesting part for me, and here's what I spent more time thinking about. From what we're hearing and seeing, Darren Peterson is good enough where he's probably going to be good no matter what happens, how often he plays, whatever. You'd like other guys to work with him, but you don't worry as much about like, oh, if he sits out all this time, will he adjust? We're hearing nothing from anybody and seeing nothing every time he steps on the floor that makes us concerned he won't be effective when he's on the floor. Yeah. The learning curve for him is normal as it is even for great freshmen. This appears to be a different level of player. So now you look at it last night when you see Cole Rosario take the lion's share of the shots. There's a path to that being a huge development for KU. You love seeing Trey White, one of the older guys. You weren't here yesterday. Like, for me, it's more of a question of like, where are these seniors? Where are these older players? Where have they been? Well, Trey White stepped up last night, got him double digits. They spread the minutes out quite a bit last night. Bill Self did, but we saw, you know, two of those seniors basically start the game, Melvin Council and Trey White. And I think that's good because those older guys are going to have to step up here. Cole Rosario, maybe he's the next best player. We'll ask Shreyas a lot of that. I don't know yet. Maybe he is. If he is, I'm glad he's getting more minutes right now. And Flory Badunga, just he needs to stay on the floor. 19 minutes last night, but he has been wildly effective while he's been on the floor. So I think you can still take positives away from a game in which Darren Peterson misses, but it would be different if it was the first time we've seen this, but now we've seen the cramping issues. We've seen some of this. It's a little troublesome early. We're three games into this thing.
I think the biggest trend that I think that every KU fan is kind of freaking out about right now and what we're, you know, reacting to that makes us feel like this is the fact that he's so talented that this doesn't matter. Like, typically in college,
that's fine.
Guys want to play 40 minutes every game, put the most tape on film that they can and show the scouts like, hey, here I am. This is what you get from me. For Darren Peterson, like I said, he could not play a game. He could not play a minute, and he'd probably be a top five, top 10 pick.
He'd be the number one pick.
He'd be the number one pick. I mean, AJ DeMonte is pretty good. If he's hurt for a year, I'd say people would take AJ DeMonte. But he's going to be top five if he didn't play a second of basketball in college. So that's the thing, is that there's no rush for him to be like, I got to play. You want him to be the guy where it's like, I want to be out there for my team. Like, I want to do this stuff. And I'm sure he is. But I think that there's probably a little bit of Bill Self saying, listen, bro, it's Corpus Christi. Like, we'll get you back for Duke next week.
Well, and that's the thing, is Bill Self protecting him. We don't know the answer to that. Maybe Shreyas does. Because there hasn't been stuff like Peterson, by all accounts, has been a fantastic teammate and a fantastic steward even for Kansas. Right. He's trying to get guys to come and do all these things, even when he's going to be gone. Like, I think he's loved it so far. And that's great. It just, Bill Self maybe has to protect him from him. And that's good, too. That's Bill Self's job. They don't need to play him and this is not unusual either. If it's a soft tissue injury, and my concern is that it's not cramps this time. It's a different thing. Right. It's a hamstring now. If it was cramps again, like, OK, shutting him down for a little bit makes sense. Now it's a different thing, though. It's a hamstring. And again, like, there is also a path where it's just like Peterson kind of skates through the non-con, doesn't play these games against teams that aren't very good, only plays the big-time opponents, Rick on YouTube says get ready for load management. Maybe that's a term. I don't know. It's too early to say. So, but if he has a bum hamstring, I don't want him to play either, because I don't want him getting hurt in the A&M Corpus Christi game so we can all scratch our itch of watching this superstar young dude play basketball. Like, he needs to be ready for the Big 12. And by all accounts, individually, he will be. The team also needs to be ready. And they look good without him last night. Look, a 31-point win is a 31-point win.
That's another part of it as well. Something I saw on social media last night, somebody brought up, and it was like six different points why this happened. And it was like, he was actually hurt. He doesn't want to get more hurt as the potential number one pick. Something. Bill Self wants to see what the rest of the team looks like. We want to get more minutes for Cole Rosario and Jaden Dawson. Like, it's like everything that, like, there's a bulleted list that this person put out. And it was like, Bill Self probably went through that. And it was like, that's probably not the worst thing in the world if he sat out. Like, it's probably okay. Like, let's just tell him to do that. And it's like, it's not going to happen against Duke. It's not going to happen against Michigan State in the Champions Classic, but it can happen against Corpus Christi.
Yeah, it's listen, they won big last night. Okay, they won big without him. I don't want to gloss over that either. The Peterson thing is a bigger story for sure. There's no question it's a bigger story. KU still has to be able to play basketball, the rest of the roster, well, if they're going to do anything close to what we hope they can be able to do this year. And so we've got to see these other guys develop. That's a crazy thing. I don't know, TJ, what path through three games we could have where we have some solid take on what the rest of the roster is going to be capable of this year. I don't think we could. So this is last night's is a very, I think, positive development in what the rest of the team can do. They held any team to 18 points in the first half. You feel good about that. 46 points allowed. I think that was the big thing we wanted to see in this game after the North Carolina game. Will they respond defensively? And they did respond defensively. I know who they played, but they didn't. I mean, maybe they win that game by 20 and not 30. You know what I mean? Like, it was still an impressive performance. And the reality is, and I think this is where I'm going to have to just put myself and not worry about whether an 18-year-old's sore hamstring is going to keep him out of games in November. I'm going to worry about, are there going to be five or six other guys on this roster that step up and give a team capable of winning a bunch of Big 12 games? I think the answer to that question right now is I have no idea. Flory Badunga will be able to hang in the Big 12. You going to make that statement as a definitive for anybody else on the roster?
Nope.
We've seen Jackson and Jamari McDowell try for 3 years. They couldn't get on the floor.
I mean, Flory's also like such a dependent player on others as well. Like, Flory's not going to, I don't think Flory's got it in him right now. Yeah. I don't think he's got it in him to take over a game right now.
But his defense can lead the way.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, he's still somebody's got to score the points.
For sure. And they do. But the other part is, if, as long as Peterson doesn't just like miss a bunch of Big 12 games, he's going to score a ton of points. Whether he plays games in November or doesn't play any games in November, he'll step onto the floor and score points. Yeah. That I think we've seen probably enough to know, like, that's going to happen no matter what happens right now. When he's on the floor, he will score points. So who can step up and twofold, who can score a bunch of points when he's not on the floor, which appears like it's going to have to be a skill that this team has, right? How do we play when he's not here? And who become the big time players around him when he is on the court? It would appear, and I think if we told you, and we'll ask Shreyas this because I think he will agree, if I told you that Cole Rosario developed into the number two or three, whatever you think of Flory Badunga and his role, I would imagine that that's a very positive development for the potential of this team.
I think so. I think that also in the same breath, though, means that somebody else that was supposed to be in that spot probably isn't as good as you think that they were.
I don't know who the other person is.
It'd probably be, I don't know, people like Melvin Council a lot. People like Trey White a lot. And it feels like Cole's better than both of them.
Well, those are older guys that I'm satisfied with if they're you know, bringing energy and playing roles because they're older players that won't make mistakes and almost certainly as older players should help you defensively. So, I mean, look, this team will be very good if it's Jackson and Rosario and Badunga leading the way. That probably is the highest ceiling possible for this team. If those are the three primary dudes for this team, that's your highest ceiling, I think. But your floor can be very low when you're depending on two freshmen and a sophomore who didn't play very much last year. And I think that's where these other guys have to quickly adapt to Bill Self and become acclimated to what he's asking of them, because they'll raise the floor, right? These seniors, these experienced players, El Marco Jackson, like those are the guys that can lift that floor up and I think make a huge difference. So hopefully we continue to see that. You know, we had this conversation yesterday. I went on TV and said the same thing. Like, the North Carolina reaction surprised me, because I guess I'm like, what are you expecting out of this team right now? I don't think it should be a lot. Like, the expectation for this team has to be where they end, not where they start. The last 2 years have been far more about how they started and not how they ended, because they came out of the gates and you're like, this is KU. This is who they are. This is the best version of themselves. Their trajectory went on a flat line. They started as preseason number one. You hoped they stayed as preseason number one, but there wasn't like an upside to those teams. So yeah, they're going to come out and they're going to beat people up in November. Whoopee! Doesn't matter. This team's not going to do that. So what is the expectation for November? The expectation ought to be, we got to see this team get better, right? And reach its potential this year. That's the question. The question is the potential, not how they're playing in November.
How much better are they going to get between November and January, though? Like, I don't think that... They're not going to get, like, worlds better. Like, they might play together and find roles. At all.
You're trying to be led right now in a best case scenario that we just talked about by two true freshmen and a sophomore who barely played last year. So yeah,
are they going to be awesome in a month? Like, what's going to change?
They'll have 10, 15 games under their belt.
I mean, I'd rather see a team that was playing good in November and ride that out, and hopefully it doesn't sputter like it did.
That's what you saw the last couple of years.
Well, if I get to pick it,
you saw the preseason number one come out and beat people up and didn't get any better.
Okay, it's not a bad thing to be the preseason number one. Like,
it's not a bad thing, but you got to understand, like, they were the preseason number one and they never got any better. And I know we're spending a lot of time with this, but it was a pretty interesting development last night. Darren Peterson sits out for hamstring. But that took us into a conversation that I've been thinking a lot about, and that's what's expectation for KU basketball right now? Duke last year, in a somewhat similar situation, although they had more coming back than KU has currently, they lost two games before Thanksgiving last year, DJ. And they were both to good teams, to Kentucky and to Kansas. Now, I think the big difference that people would point out is they also had Arizona and Auburn wins. Auburn was was December 4th, but, you know, Auburn at the time was number 2. Arizona, I think, at the time was number 17. Arizona not as good last year as maybe we thought they'd be, but they also had big wins, but they had losses too. So I think that we just have to be really careful. And this is always going to be the challenge of this season, because Kansas goes from being the preseason number one 2 years in a row to a team with nothing coming back except a sophomore that didn't play very much. Like, we have to be reasonable with November and December expectations for this team.
I mean, if you made me pick, like, obviously I would want them to play better in March than they were playing in November. I think that everybody in the world would tell you that much. But it's the fact of, like, I don't know. I don't think that, like, per KU standards, like, I don't think that this was supposed to be a down year. Did you?
I don't think it's going to be a down year. They lost to North Carolina on the road after playing a bad half of basketball.
I know. I'm not trying to overreact to the North Carolina loss. I'm just saying that, like, to just argue with your point that you made about that you would rather them be at this point than they were the past 2 years.
But yes, because the problem with the last 2 years is that was a team that peaked in November. I don't want this to be a team that peaks in November. That is not the that can't be the best thing for the team. The thing for me when I talk about expectations for KU will be, are they getting better every time we see them take the floor? Are they consistently getting better every time they're out there? That wasn't possible necessarily with the last two teams because they peaked right out of the gates. And then either they got worse or everyone else got better and they didn't, because they already were what we thought they were. It wasn't good enough. And ultimately it bit them 2 years ago at the end of the season because their best wasn't good enough. What I need to see right now is that this team keeps getting better every time we see them take the floor. That's my expectation. So they come out and they look good in the first half against North Carolina. A very young team falls flat in a second half. How do they respond to that? Well, they smash Corpus Christi. That doesn't tell us a whole lot. But now, how do they respond the next time they play a big road game? The next time they're presented with that opportunity? We're not going to see it until they go and play Duke on a neutral, right? Which is 6 days away now, a week from yesterday. They're not going to see it against Princeton this weekend, but they'll get lots of chances. Look, they're going to play Duke. They're going to play Notre Dame. I don't know much about the Irish. Don't know much about Syracuse other than that those are good teams typically. They have a game against UConn. They have a game against Mizzou. They have a game against North Carolina State. All of those games happen before they play Big 12 basketball.
Hold on. Hypothetical. All those games that you just listed off, what if they don't win one of them? Where are you at?
What if they have, what would that be? Five losses? One. Yeah. That'd be two. Well, I don't think they're going to lose to Notre Dame and Syracuse, but that would be.
Okay. What if they lose to Duke, UConn, and Mizzou?
That's three. That's four losses before conference play.
Yeah.
If we looked at this schedule before the season started and you asked me how many losses would they have before conference play, I probably would have told you four.
You're like, four. That. You're just going to go into conference play without a Power Four win or one.
If it's four, you're going to have wins somewhere between Notre Dame and Syracuse and Mizzou and Duke and North Carolina State. You're going to have some. I mean, they beat Louisville in an exhibition, but like it was still something that we paid attention to. They housed Green Bay. They housed A&M Corpus Christi. They have played one bad half of basketball now that we have seen. One bad half of basketball. That's it. That's better than I thought it would be.
Well, they played Green Bay and Corpus Christi.
And Louisville. Louisville.
Okay.
That game did. I mean, they played their guys. Everybody played. Right. So it's not. I just don't like. There's so many terms that are not appropriate for radio that I'm trying to say and try to think of a better way and a more appropriate way to say it. Like we just can't overreact to a bad half. If they have four losses, it'll be a really interesting conversation going into conference play. But I don't think it writes their story for the rest of this year. This is a team, in my opinion, and always has been, and I'm probably in the minority on this, especially among KU fans. This is a team for me that I sort of expect to be a three seed maybe if things go really well, but then to win a bunch of tournament games. Like that's the upside to me. They're not going to win the Big 12 this year. They may not finish in the top four or five in the Big 12 this year. This is the team that I'm not supposed to care as much about that stuff. That was the last couple of years. That's not this team is the chip in a chair, rely on a bunch of young players, bunch of 18-year-olds to be getting better over the course of the season so that they are hopefully good enough to make a tournament run that the prior teams that were old and experienced couldn't make because they weren't talented enough.
I don't know. I think that I have a point there on the difference between these two teams, but I think that's what KU's just fallen into the past 3 years, honestly, is it's kind of like
it's been 3 years.
It's kind of like, hey, like it's fine. Like, it's KU. Like, just get them in there, and they'll figure it out when they get into March. Like just like, and it just doesn't have, like, they treat it like they're the Chiefs that one year whenever they had to go on the road, and it's like, they sucked in the regular season, but it's the Chiefs, man. Like, in the playoffs, they're a different team, and it's kind of just been like, yeah, they're KU. Like, it's Bill Self. They'll figure stuff out when it comes to March, and it's like, I don't know. I think that the biggest conversation overall over the last year, I think, after what happened last year, is has been like, where is the state of KU basketball at? Because this is not the team that won 10 straight conference championships. Like, this isn't the team that wins every game in Allen Fieldhouse anymore. Like, and I don't think that that's possible anymore, like, with the way that basketball is.
The consequences of – here's what's really interesting about that question. Because I would tell you, if I didn't know anything about it, like, what makes them so consistent, it would be that they're able to consistently keep guys in the program for a long time and bring along really gifted young players with them, yep. Right? That's exactly what they did the last 3 years. They kept more players. They returned more to their roster than anybody. And it was the wrong path. So all this thing, and that's not because the philosophy's wrong. It's because the players were wrong. They didn't, those pieces didn't fit. But what is Bill Self going to do? Kick Hunter Dickinson out the door? Say, hey, Wando, All-American, we're going to have to ask you to do something else. Go find a different place to play. Like, what was he supposed to do? What were they supposed to do? They did the thing that they always did. And they couldn't figure out how to make it work with that group of players. So now it's a little different this year. And that's why I think expectations are really hard to grasp, because they're trying to do something we haven't seen them do since when? Wiggins?
Yeah.
I mean,
that was even more different, though, because I mean, I guess that was kind of the same, but that was one of the greatest classes in KU history.
Right. But we don't see that out of Bill Self that often. Like, they don't, that's not how he does it. And it's not, and again, like, this is what makes that a really difficult question. It's not like he didn't do that same thing that's always made them successful the last couple of years. It was just the wrong players. So now they finally get a chance to reset all of that. I don't think it's a program issue. I don't think it's a Bill Self issue. I don't think all that much has changed. I think they had the wrong mix of players, and they just had them for a long time. That's all it was to me. Now they get a chance to reset. It might take more than just this year to kind of get back into that groove, right? Where they bring along players for 3 and 4 years, let them become really great juniors and seniors, and then mix in one or two really talented young guys. The transfer portal has made it a little bit different now, right? That's the difference that you've got to make a change for. Those guys haven't worked out very well. If you ask me, like, the underlying, like, if you're looking big picture issue, transfer guys have had a hard time in the program, except that you've got to remember Hunter Dickinson was a transfer guy, and what's his face from Arizona State that helped him win a natty?
Remy Martin.
Remy, yeah. So they've had success with him, but they've also, it's been, you know, 50-50 probably on those guys coming in and being high impact players. But I don't like that. And I get it. KU with great, you know, results come great expectations. But right now, I think we're being completely unreasonable with expectations. And a bad half against North Carolina should not have created the panic. Fans should be more concerned that Darren Peterson missed a game last night with a sore hamstring than they should be if they played a bad second half against North Carolina.
I agree. I think that that's just the biggest. That leads right back into that conversation, though, is that, like, if he's hurt, like, how are we going to win games? Like, how are we going to beat?
And I don't know the answer. I don't know
how are we going to go to Morgantown and beat West Virginia? Like games like that.
Going to find out. They looked good without him last night, and it was A&M Corpus Christi. So he's going to play the Duke game. Count on it. Maybe he plays against Princeton. Maybe he doesn't. But he'll play against Duke, and that's where it matters. So if he doesn't play against Princeton, and the results of that are that Cole Rosario steps into a larger role, that's probably not the worst thing in the world. Like, there could be worse things, and that's what he did last night. He steps up, and KU gets a big win. And that is a positive development for this team, because they may play games without Darren Peterson. And if that's going to happen,
Somebody steps up. 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting in 24 minutes? Yes. Flory Badunga continues to look good. Man, I need to see him stay on the floor. He's bringing more offense to the table, TJ, than I thought he would. He's been a better offensive player in his minutes than I thought he would. I knew he was going to be a defensive presence. If he can provide a little offense for him, figure out how to stay on the floor.
Man, I think that Bryson Tiller has been one of the biggest surprises this year. He's been awesome off the bench to be there with Flory.
There you go. Maybe that's one of the answers. All right, we're coming back. We got another hour of Sports Daily for you. Let's get ready for Chiefs Broncos. We'll go back to KU. We'll ask Shreyas a lot of all these questions. I think they're fascinating. Don't miss hour two. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.